Hearing is conditional use number 2282, Lawrence Davies.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a microbrewery to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.35 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southeast corner of the intersection of Cedar Neck Road, which is Sussex County Route 357, and Hickman Road, which is Sussex County Route 359. The 911 address is 38450 Hickman Road, Ocean View, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 9, Parcel 27.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's site plans, a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, including photos and proposed conditions of approval. I would note we have received three letters of support, and the applicant has also submitted two letters of support. We have received zero letters of opposition and one mail return. Thank you.
All right, we thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, excuse me, if you could exit the room quietly, we still have more public hearings to conduct. Thank you.
Good evening, commissioners. Director Whitehouse, oh, you're planning to pull the map up. That was what I was going to ask for. My name is Mackenzie Pete. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Baird Dallas Brockstead, present this evening with co-counsel Steve Spence. I'm here tonight on behalf of applicant Bethany Bay Brewing Company, LLC. Pete Backus and Larry Davies, members of the LLC, are present with me this evening. Should you have any questions that I'm unable to answer, Steve, Larry, and Pete are all here. The applicant is before you this evening requesting a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a microbrewery to be located at 38450 Hickman Road, Ocean View, Delaware, further identified as tax map parcel number 134-9-27, on the southeast corner of the intersection of Cedar Neck Road and Hickman Road, as Director Whitehouse just stated. The applicant's submission includes a copy of their conditional use application, DelDOT's response to its review of a service level evaluation request for the proposed use and property, making a determination that the proposed use impact is insignificant and that no TIS is required. Property and deed information confirming that the property is presently owned by Jack LLC. Bethany Bay Company presently rents space from the property owner of record. A copy of the preliminary site plan and interior plans, relevant sections of the zoning code, aerial images of the property showing nearby commercial uses, which include nine other conditional uses within a 1 mile radius of the property, street front images, a zoning district map confirming presence of adjacent property zone C1 general commercial, copies of two notices of violation issued for failure to obtain a conditional use for a microbrewery on the property and failure to obtain a building permit for interior remodel. I will address both violations. Two letters of support, and in addition to additional letters that were submitted into the record, and proposed conditions of approval. As previously mentioned, two notices of violation were issued, and I'll address those before addressing the conditional use. Our client received those violations on August 25th, 2021. After the letters were issued on August 24th. My clients were surprised to receive the notices of violation, as they were under the impression, based off previous conversations with various agencies, including building and licensing and county engineering, that a permit was required because no new building structure was involved to renovate the interior of the existing building that previously operated as an Italian restaurant. After review of the county permitting requirements, emails back and forth with agency representatives involved in the permitting of a microbrewery, our clients recognized their misinterpretation of the requirement to receive a building permit for the interior renovations performed. After receiving the notices, all work immediately ceased, and our clients immediately contacted the county to receive a building permit to learn that such permits were issued only after approval of a conditional use and their present holds for their issuance of a building permit subject to the results of this conditional use request. Despite having submitted their conditional use application on April 23rd, 2021, they were nevertheless issued a second notice of violation for failure to obtain a conditional use for the microbrewery, which is why I'm before you this evening. Notably, my client's oversight was inconsistent with all other efforts to meet other county and state microbrewery regulatory and permitting requirements. And this issue really is as a result of incomplete advice received. On April 23rd, as I just stated, they submitted their application for conditional use, and the applicant now appears before you to request approval of their conditional use in effort to remedy the violation of record and open their business subject to any other necessary requirements. Should this conditional use be approved, the applicant will then seek building permits from Sussex County Building and Licensing. Reflecting on this experience, my clients acknowledge that they should have consulted professionals, including legal counsel, that were knowledgeable of county zoning and building requirements despite their best intentions to comply with all necessary requirements. Section 115-79 of the code requires a conditional use for business and commercial uses, and my clients are before you this evening to request a conditional use to operate a microbrewery. This property is located within the C1 General Commercial District. Properties to the south and east are zoned MR, and an adjacent property to the south and properties across Hickman Road are zoned C1. As previously stated, there are 9 other approved conditional uses operating within a 1-mile radius of the property. Nearby businesses include a restaurant across the street, a small strip mall that is adjacent to the property, which includes a seafood takeout business, liquor store, laundromat, and 2 vacant spaces within that strip mall, one of those spaces anticipated to be another takeout eatery. The site previously operated as an Italian restaurant where alcohol was served. The proposed use will include the microbrewery, a tasting room, indoor seating, and outdoor patio seating area. No food will be served at the site. However, patrons will be permitted to bring food into the restaurant or into the microbrewery ordered from nearby takeout eateries. As you'll notice from the preliminary site plan included as part of Exhibit B, the building where the proposed microbrewery is located is on a larger parcel in an existing 2,773 square foot building. Access to the property exists off Hickman Road. There are 20 existing parking spaces on the parcel on existing paved and gravel parking areas shown on the plan. The applicant is in the process of determining the number of parking spaces required based on the patron space to be compliant with Sussex County parking requirements, requiring 1 parking space for every 50 square feet assigned for patron use, plus 1 parking space per 2 employees on the largest shift. Fortunately, if additional parking spaces are needed, there is additional room to add parking spaces to the south and east of the building if the gravel parking area is expanded. In terms of the use of the building, approximately 70% of the building will be occupied by patrons, with 30% of the building space designated for business operations and brewery equipment. The patio is approximately 1,200 square feet, fenced in on 3 sides with the exterior building wall serving as the 4th side enclosing the patio. The applicant plans to place 6 picnic tables in the outdoor patio area to accommodate a maximum of 36 patrons. There will also be additional seating located around a fire pit where a cornhole will be set up. There will be no live music outside, which is also important to note. I know that's always a question you have. In terms of hours of operation, the applicant anticipates being open from 11 to 10 at the latest, to be adjusted seasonally. In terms of employees, the applicant plans to hire 4 to 5 full-time employees year-round, and again, that will adjust seasonally as needed. The applicant is interested in installing a sign compliant with Sussex County standards. For all these reasons, the proposed use is compatible with surrounding uses and is consistent with the character of the zone district. The applicant requests your favorable consideration of their application, and I'll entertain any questions if you have any.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Mears.
No live music outside, but am I right in assuming there will be music?
There could possibly be music inside.
And would that quit at 10 at the latest?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I have.
All right, Ms. McGee.
I just want to make sure. Mm-hmm. All of this is going inside of what was the Italian? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I have no other questions, thank you.
All right. Ms. Hoya Stevenson?
Yep.
Okay.
No questions.
Okay. Counselor?
Not a question, just a comment, just because this is a little bit unique in that it's a conditional use in C1.
Yeah.
You know, so I know they requested a sign, you know, and you typically on conditional uses, we say 32 square feet.
Right.
Since it's C1, that limitation wouldn't apply because they would be entitled to, by right, the signs that are permitted in C1. So I just wanted to point that out.
Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah. Okay.
No, me, thank you.
All right.
Okay.
I just want to make one observation that they perhaps ease your client's mind a bit about the violations. It's a rather common misconception that anything goes in the old C1 zone. Mm-hmm. Even in state agencies sometimes think that, and that's just not how it is. And the other observation I'll make for the benefit of you and your colleague, Mr. Spence, is that, you know, a good lawyer will get you out of trouble, but a good lawyer will keep you out of trouble if you call him. With that, we'll see if anyone has any interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2282, Lawrence Davies? Okay, is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2282? Operator, is anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2282, Lawrence Davies?
At the time, there is no one on the line.
All right, then. No one's on the line. There are any further questions from the commission? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.